This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
Happy 4th of July Eve. I do believe that Mr. Crago is here to talk about specific purpose tax.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. So the county needs today, because they actually don't have another meeting before the deadline. The deadline, I believe, is the 17th. If we're being conservative, I think it's actually the 18th, but if we want to be super sure, it's the 17th. And the county does not have another regular meeting before that. They have a budget approvals meeting on the 10th, so they were hoping to do the resolution today. You all could do it either tonight or at your second meeting of the month, but KC only has one meeting and one chance to do it, which is next week on the 9th. And so I put together the resolution last night, which is different than any of us has ever really seen before, because we've always done it one issue at a time, or we all combined all the issues into one, which is the last time we did this. This actually divides them out, gives you a choice to vote for or against each one, and so it looks a little bit different in the language regarding the 1% taxes in one paragraph, and then each project is divided out. The commissioners, Chairman Novotny, told me to put just one project on for them, which is the library in KC. The town of KC asked for a street overlay project, which is $250,000. I had talked to Julie yesterday about which project you wanted to put on there. So last night, just for the sake of getting something on the page, I just put the Carrington project on the resolution. And talking with Julie a little bit yesterday, and also with Chairman Novotny, seemed to me if we get too many on there, I think you get lost in the weeds, and I think people don't understand what's going on, and pretty soon they just vote against all of them, which is fine, but if your goal is to actually get one of them to pass, then less might be more. And so I'm just here today, hopefully, to get some sort of consensus from you on at least what to put on the resolution so the county can pass it at 9 o'clock this morning. And if it's something different that you want than what I put on there, just tell me, I can fix it. The other thing Julie had originally put in some of the language she sent me was you have leftover money from the last 1%. And we were going, her and I were talking, we were just going to include language in the ballot on that money could roll over. I don't think you have to do that. I have not gone back and looked at the last ballot question and the last resolution setting up the last ballot when we did the last street project. But if the resolution says that it can be used for that or other street projects, you don't have to do anything. The other option is the municipalities and the county can agree on where the money would go by resolution pursuant to the statute. And so it does not require another vote, which is good, because I think that just complicates things for the voters, because as they're reading it, they'll be trying to understand what does that mean. I think simple is better, because they only get one little blurb of what it's really about on the page anyway, as it is. And looking at some of the other ballot questions that other counties have done when they've done the buffet-style proposition, they're very simple, like two lines, one sentence. Ours, the one I put in there, is even a little bit more than what most of them have done, a little more descriptive. A lot of theirs just say, new library in KC, for example, or new Carrington Street. I did a little bit more than that, just because I get nervous about not having enough. So the language we used is probably somewhere in the middle. The other thing, and in the statute, for Dennis's purposes, is 3915-211. I'd love to get his take on it. I brought the book in so he can look at it. But the counties can agree, or if the county and the cities can agree. If they don't, then it can get the treasurer literally can distribute it based on population without any action of anybody. So she does not have to hold it forever, and it can get distributed. And so I thought I'd at least bring that in for Dennis to look at. So any direction you can give me would be great, so I can finalize that resolution for the county to sign.
I know we had talked about putting two projects on here, but in speaking with Barry, it would, because of the amounts of these, it would be nice to have it pay off, and then we'll come right back with another one with the other project. And that was kind of the county's reasoning too. They had another project, and they've stepped back with it just so that to get it passed.
Yeah, I think it's good too. If we just get in the habit of, after paying one of these off, that's when we bring it to the population, take it the next one rolling. So if we could get in that group, that'd be good. But yeah.
And I think it's important too that they see how much it costs and how, I mean, $8 million for one street that's not even complete citywide.
Right.
It's just a portion of it. That's huge.
Yeah, there's no other way to pay for it.
Yeah.
Unless
we were talking about, at that time, we were talking about Burrick.
And if that's the preference, I just sent Burrett and Carrington to Barry. He's just pulled the biggest one and stuck it on her and said,
"Oh." Well, the nice thing about Burrett would be we have a whole street going through town from one end to the other. And, you know, not that that's a strict necessity or anything, but.
Kevin, which one do you think?
Well, as far as
there's a higher priority or
infrastructure underneath it that needs repair, I guess that's kind of what I look at too. If we're doing a whole haul on the street, is from the ground, you know, from the pipes up, you know, Burrett's in more shape. I mean, I know there's pieces of it that have been replaced, but that.
Which you say?
Burrett. Just looking at it that way, but so.
And that's easy enough for Barry. He's got that number if you want us to swap it.
Well, what's your wishes?
Doesn't matter to me.
I think for me, Kevin's pull the water weight thought, and if Burrett is in much dire need of getting replaced sooner than later.
Well, as far as water lines.
Yep, that's not a problem. Julie sent me all the language, so all I have to do is go back to the office and switch that.
Does anybody remember what the number of that was compared to that?
I'm guessing Julie's got it right.
That one is, with the concrete option, $5,748,696. So it makes the world a little more attractive.
Any concerns about the language that I used?
No, that's just what I wanted.
Yeah.
It's just what Cheyenne's been doing. Good luck with it. So.
Okay. Yeah, and other counties have gone to that method as well, lot of them recently. I know Teton County does it. I think they had 15 projects on their last ballot, 15 or 16, and Laramie County had 14, which is the resolution that Julie found. We might need to track down, Julie, the resolution for the city, because it will be different. It will look a little bit different than the county one, so might call all of your peeps and see if you can get us one, and I'm happy to put that together for the city and for the town of KC. And
I think it's great that we're all consistent. They're all the same. Okay, I will add it to our agenda tonight too, so county will consider it. next week. You'll get it to Casey?
I'll just email it to him. I'll do theirs and yours today before your meeting, and I'll email it down to the clerk and the mayor, and they'll have it. And they know. I've talked to the mayor down there, so they kind of know what's coming. So.
Thank you for putting this together.
Yep. No, thanks for the help.
Any other questions before?
You guys in the county got to vote on it this morning, right?
Yes, sir.
And we did make sure we have a consensus there to change it to Brett. And we don't want them to approve Brett, and we refuse to do it.
Well, we'll do the same one as theirs, so.
Okay.
I think we're in consensus on Brett. Nobody said no anymore. Okay. Any other questions on the specific purpose tax resolution? Trails board update.
It's kind of a, I guess, an update and then some expansions. Didn't bring very obvious here, but. We had the Wyoming Conservation Corps group here. We outreached into the what's called the Buffalo Wildlife Wetland Project, and that's the lagoon project that's east of the interstate. And what we did is we cleaned up the rest of the Russian olives that were in there. The conservation district went in there about 4 or 5 years ago, and I helped them clean up the olives that were in there, but there was a bunch more in there. So we cleaned up what was left, and I was amazed. We were there on a Sunday at the amount of use of that for fishing, and then the people out there walking. And Myra had asked us, because it is not included in the Buffalo Trail system. It's to include it in the Buffalo Trail system. Mm-hmm. But to do that, there's a few things that need to happen. And I had that crew here, we did some stuff. We knocked the old sign that was there. It was all full of graffiti and full of bullet holes, so we knocked it down. Repurposed some of the material in that sign, and there's a dock in that northwest, northeast corner of the pond, and we fixed the dock. But it should have a handrail on it. There is no handrail on it, but we fixed the deck of the dock. And then the encroachment on it is, it's a steep step to get up on it. And it's sturdy. It's built, it's small. It's only about this big here. But I said to Kevin, if he would find me the material, I'd build the handrail for it. But a couple of things that need to happen is we should brush hog a trail around it, so we have a trail, and Kevin does not have a brush hog. And then back 4 or 5 years ago, the olives were cut, but the olives were not addressed, and we left more olives. So I talked to Carlot. Carlot's been doing tree removal for the conservation district for Russian olives. And he's around $3,000 to stack all those trees in a pile. And Kevin and I talked about maybe going in the wintertime and burning those things instead of trying to haul them all out, because there's a bunch of broke stuff down there. And the parking lot needs to be addressed. It's got some deep dips in it, but that's not bad because it keeps people from spinning cookies. So I suggested to Kevin that if he were to fix that, is to leave some bumps in it, some humps in it, something to keep kids from running circles. And not that I wouldn't have done that, but probably would have. So, looking at the use, there's a lot of people. I mean, on that Sunday we were there, I could not believe the amount of people there fishing. Parents with kids and And that's an excellent thing. So I was talking with Scott Perrin here about running a trail off that truck bypass view trail on that stop drive road on the north side of the road to the corner of Heritage Park and point them on Heritage Park Trail till they get down to the bottom, and then cut a new trail down to Lagoon Project. And we've been in conversation recently with Heritage Park, because Heritage Park is a private holdings, and they're not part of the trail system. The requirements to get them included to the trail system in the city, in the master trail plan, you got to write an MOU or an agreement of some kind with the city in order for the trails board to include them and then to do the maintenance on their dog waste stations. And that's not done. So we're in the conversation, and I don't know where it's going to go. So anyway, when I talked to Scott, he said he had extra material. He's going to have a ton of material left over, and he said he would be willing to haul that material and lay it in if the city would help build a base for that, for a trail in there. I think it'd be excellent. The amount of kids on bicycles that drag down that stop drive, it's crazy. And then the traffic is crazy. I was amazed at the amount of traffic. I can see why they gotta mitigate the dust on that road, because there's a lot of dust on it. So we don't have that in our budget. We don't have the money to do that. So that's where we're at with that. We thought we'd have some leftover money from last year's fiscal to clean up all those. We don't. We don't have any money, and Kevin doesn't have the tools to do it. Doesn't have a brush hog, and it's going to take a brush hog to cut a trail. And so we'd have to outsource the brush hog and outsource to gather the brush and all, so we can deal with things. And that's where we're at. And thank you for approving the 1% on the conservation tour. We cleaned up close to 1,400 brush and olives from there to Veterans Home, and these kids work hard. So
is there a ballpark price tag on any
for the car lot for the olives, for gathering them? Is right about $3,000. I'm speculating. It's not hard. It just takes the equipment to do it. Do build that trail, and I'm guessing somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 to run a brush hog around there. For laying in that trail in there, to do it correctly, we should cut it into Heritage Park, because that road dips too quick to hold a trail along the road. So that's something we would have to negotiate with Heritage Park to point walkers down to their trail and then back down into it. I don't know what it would cost. To do that, but Scott said he would haul the material in if the city would help lay it down. We have some plank material. There's one wet area halfway down that road that we should elevate to keep the water moving underneath that. We have footers for a bridge, but we don't have the deck. So I'm guessing an estimate $10,000. Trucks and a skid steer, and I don't know what you guys have for equipment yet.
Just looking at it right now, yeah, probably that's a good number. I need to throw at it. You know, I don't know. Without going up there and actually looking at the terrain, seeing what you got going on. But
well, it's when you first come off the truck bypass, it's kind of angled, so you're going to have to level it a little bit. But from once you get close to the interstate bridge, it's flat. So it'd take a brush hog to clean that out. Then we get to that wet area, we should elevate it above the wet area and build a deck of some kind. And when you get to the corner, there's utility towers, communication towers. Right. And then we would cross the road, cut the fence at Heritage Park, go into Heritage Park, because if you go south here in Espondos, or I don't know who owns Espondos, but the old Espondo road, it goes, and then you take it up to the top towards the Hess Cabin, and then you're on the trail, and you drop all the way down to, there's a shelter, and then cut it down, cut a new trail, which is flat. We just knocking the sage brush down and cutting the fence again and going in. And I know you were looking for fishing dock. And they've got docks on a lake that they did up there in Ranchester. And they cost about $50,000 a piece for a dock. They're floating docks. And then they had real ground. But that's the cost that they do the on those. They have two of them up at Ranchester on the lake up there. And they're floating docks. And that's the one that's in that northeast corner is a floating dock, but again, it's not very big.
So is anyone pursuing the agreement with Heritage?
We're in the discussion with them right now, and it's gone nowhere.
Well, I'm just saying we're 2 days into our brand new budget, and we're talking a budget amendment already. I'm wondering if we should secure that agreement. With
yeah,
that.
Well, I agree. Then, I agree.
And then,
yeah, because we're so far, we've been at this for over almost 2 years now, so, and it's gone nowhere. It is a private holdings, and for us on the trails, it has to be encompassed under the master trail plan. And so we have to have some kind of agreement. Makes sense. So I agree, Julie. That's not, I'm not even asking for a budget amendment. I'm just saying this is an opportunity, because Scott said he'll have lots of material left over.
Well, what kind of dock I was thinking of was not $50,000.
God. Yeah, well, I'm telling you, that's what Ranchester put two of them in, and that's what they cost, $50,000.
They're fancier than we are.
Well, they're also, if you put a dock in, then it's a liability. It's got to be more of that liability stuff. So you should have a handrail and an ingress, egress, and that kind of stuff. So. And then most of those were funded through Wyoming. Fishing program. What do they call it? Bob Doug needs that program. So that's how much that stuff's paid for. And this wetland development was built with Ducks Unlimited money. So that's all that. And then fish, not Fish Wyoming, but migratory bird program. That's all that thing was built. I mean, that's all we have. Any questions for Phil? Thanks for the update, and thank you for making that fun place up.
Yeah,
that place is an excellent site, and it's too bad it's neglected. It's not. And if we can get it cleaned up and we find somebody to adopt it to keep it clean, because it is, people have been using it to dump stuff, but it's being used by lots of families. It's amazing. I was amazed at the amount of families that were out there.
So we do have an opening now on that board. So if you know somebody, Rick Durkee just resigned from that board.
We haven't even figured out who's on the board.
Well, that he's not.
Kate, do you want to be on the board?
No, thank you. Appreciate the invitation, but gracefully declined.
Anything else on that?
Thank you for all your personal work. Phil's been an integral part of the trails. He does most of the work himself through the winter and all year round.
Is there a way to have kids volunteer? I don't know. Like
We could, we, you know, we have a volunteer program, but we should do, it just, I always say you shouldn't ask somebody to do something you wouldn't do yourself.
Sure.
And so I would prefer to do a one through, clean it up, because there's stuff there that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And then after that, ask somebody to maintain it. Okay. So that, and we, the Boy Scouts, they come out with us all the time, and they're excellent help. And they're older, and it's not Boy Scouts, it's Scouts. And they're older kids, and they work hard at it.
I got some kids I know, but get out there and get after it, so.
Yeah.
I have a kid.
Yeah, and the kids that ride bicycles in there, they're in there, because they saw us picking up, and they went around the end of the dikes and picked up stuff and brought it over. Nice. So that was... There's a lot of bicycles in there. I was amazed.
Okay. Request for option for long-term lease city property housing solutions. Dennis, I think you're up.
So Carrie isn't able to be here with us, so good morning.
Well, I wrote a letter last August outlining the requirements. And we need to set a, and the council needs to set a hearing date on the lease, if that's what you're going to do, if you're going to enter into the lease. And that doesn't say what kind of notice, but I think you have it advertised in the paper in sufficient time for it. So that's got to happen before you take any action. The other thing that I need to ask, the statute requires that the city adopt a resolution finding unsanitary, unsafe, or substandard dwelling accommodations exist, which I don't know. Who's got that evidence? There is a shortage of safe and sanitary dwelling accommodations in the municipality available to persons of low income at rental prices they can afford. I don't know what that is. I mean, okay.
Well, that was my question too, is how many of our units are totally full? Has anyone even checked to see if they're at full capacity?
I don't know. And I asked that question the other day to somebody, and they didn't know. You know, I asked that to Terry Acey, I guess. He said, well, it'll be in our comprehensive plan, but I don't think so.
No.
So.
Myra, I didn't hear what question you asked.
What, Jerry, of these the current low-income places, what is their occupancy rate now?
Well, there's no, excuse me, I don't know any official number. I do know when I started this project, there wasn't any available for rent, anything in town. But I don't know if that's still true today.
Well, the city needs to do those two steps. It needs to have the hearing and needs to determine whether or not there's a shortage of safe and sanitary dwellings that people can afford. Maybe bring in a real estate agent to have them testify. Somebody who deals with rental units in town, a real estate agent, and say, are there space for, and I think they put an income level on this proposal, income range of two people, 22,000 to 45,000, and ask, or the rent amount, I don't know if it's got a rent amount on here, it doesn't, and ask them what kind of rent they could, what kind of rental they could obtain for that income range. Maybe at the hearing, have them testify.
So there are studies that are like one done by WCDA that points to the need for affordable housing, and the comprehensive plan from 2007 talks about a need for housing. So we have established need for housing in that manner. Does that work?
I think it does. I mean, I need some backup for this resolution. I'm glad to type up the resolution, but I'm not familiar with the conclusion. If there's a shortage of safe sanitary dwelling accommodations available to persons of low income. You think that's in the comprehensive plan?
Well, it's not stated exactly like that, but it's been stated for since 2007, a strong need for housing, and the WCDA talks about low-income housing.
What document is the WCDA?
It's one that came out in February.
Did you have that, Chair Julie?
It's a big document.
I don't know that I have it.
Well, Jerry, if you could get us that.
It's quite a big document, statewide, and it has a section. I forget, and if I think the important chapters are 1 and 2, or I think that's right. I haven't looked at it since February. But
if we could get portions of that, I'll draft the resolution, and then the question is for the city to have the hearing. When we can have the hearing? Sometime in July. If this application has to be in August.
I'm sorry?
The application to WCDA has to be in August, right? Mid-August?
They have to have it secured, the property secured, I think, by the 1st of August to get started. They have to have the application in September, but they have work to do ahead of time. And I've forgotten the date that it has to be done by, but sometime in August, I think, have to have the property secured.
So would July 16th, our next council meeting, would that work for the public hearing?
Well, if you got it in the paper right now, you couldn't even get it in the paper. Well, maybe you get the notice in before noon today. Would it go in the paper? No.
No, it already went to print because of the holiday.
Oh, that's right.
But it would be in...
Next would be next week. Do we need 2 weeks or just 1 week?
It doesn't say.
So if I had it to the paper by Monday, I could have it in next week's paper.
Okay. For what date of meeting?
Well, that would get advertised one time before the 16th meeting.
Okay. Well, that has to be done before we can enter into a lease.
Well, I think the last time this came up, it was not a popular idea by any of the neighbors. And is it just this location because of its location? Because it's by the schools? I don't know. It wasn't popular the last time it came around.
So. Well, it was popular among some people. Quite popular. So
not the neighbors.
Pardon?
Not the neighbors.
How many neighbors are right there? Almost nothing.
Clear enough.
Dennis, I had a question on the lease. I mean, if we sell land, we have to put it out to bid. But if we give a lease, then in that lease, I was reading that they would buy it. But so that does that circumvent us having to put it out to bid, or?
No, I would not allow the clause about buying it. I mean, you don't have an option to buy it unless you advertise it for sale. It has to be appraised by an appraiser, and you have to publish notice for 3 weeks with the value of the property as appraised, and then open it for competitive bidding.
Yeah, I was like...
So, I've not approved that.
something on that site?
Sure.
When we built Devon Emperor Park, when I was with the Conservation Services, we were going to, that was before the school was built, we were going to cut a trail through that north end of Cemetery Road to the corner so that they, because we knew they were going to build a new school, so that the kids could come through there, round Devon Emperor, and go back through there. So we went in that cemetery drainage north of Cemetery Road and cleaned it up. It was being used as a dump. And we hired a company out of Billings to go in and help us clean everything out and get all the old cars and stuff out of their home. And we broke open, because that whole site is built on a fill. It's a whole concrete. Everything was pushed towards Cemetery Creek.
Where this site is, it is.
Yeah. And so we're on the cut bank, which is down below where the creek is at. And we were trying to figure out how we could smooth that out so it would look nicer, look better. And we hit a lot of lichen, which is stuff coming out of the bank. And a sample was taken, and it was identified as a cemetery lichen. When we found that, we met with Les and Bruce, who was mayor at that time, and told him this is what we found. And the recommendation that came from us from the environmental people was, don't fool it. Just leave it, turn it into wetland, and don't be digging or moving stuff in there. Hmm. Because you're getting a lot of precipitate that comes off that cemetery that leaches through that.
Did they write you a letter to that
No.
effect?
No.
That makes sense.
That's why it never was incorporated into Evan Ever. It was supposed to turn it into a park and incorporate it into the network. Mm-hmm.
So what you're getting at when you're saying it wouldn't be good to build a structure like this on anyway?
Well, it's like I had an engineer tell me I can do anything if you give me the money.
Right.
Chief, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. What are your thoughts on putting... in that area?
So I guess affordable housing is different than, you know, that for everybody. I mean, we're looking for, originally I was told it was for, you know, folks that are coming in that are need teachers, we need nurses, we need police, we need, and are they going to qualify for this? And then, I'm just going to throw it out there, sometimes low-income housing brings its own problems with issues, and having that right next door to our schools, I don't love the traffic, I don't love what it could possibly bring there next to the schools, so if that's what you're asking, I don't love the spot.
So, why did I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
So, there are 16 cities in Wyoming that have these projects. There's 26 projects in 16 communities. And every one of them, because of the way these are structured, they're welcomed with open arms. They're not causing problems of any type that I know from the research I've done. They service a need that is quite substantial. And as our housing group has looked at it, we want housing first for police, teachers, nurses, and all that, and we're calling that workforce housing. We want missing middle housing, which is, nobody's figured out how to address that. That's affordable for people. And we need this style housing. And the work group has decided we need housing basically of all kinds. This is an opportunity to have a project like a great many counties or a great many cities in Wyoming have, that the only cost to the city is a land, a piece of land, and another project like that for something like this could come in, and what they may request is infrastructure or reduced fees or with more direct financial cost to the city. So this to me seems an easy way to have something started and with great benefit.
I mean, I love the idea, I just don't like the location.
I concur. And I don't agree with the city being a part of this. In the other cities in Wyoming, they have purchased their land from private people. And I just...
Well, so what's happening now is that costs are so high that people are trying to figure out how to continue these projects and look for help. And, you know, they... Next one, they come in and say they want a sewer line. I mean, they want the infrastructure installed. I don't know what. But this is a real opportunity that's in front of us, a real one. And we may not get it. Maybe WCDA may turn it down. But if you turn it down, you've basically said no to this opportunity. And we're another year down the road from anything. Nobody's come in with a successfully and put together a plan to buy a piece of land to do this. And they've looked at it. They've had three quality organizations come in to look, and they haven't come up with a solution that includes buying the land. So it's an opportunity with not much cost. And if you look at the nationwide what planning is trying to do, they're trying to condense housing toward services. And this type of housing, which will most likely be unmarried single mothers or single parent families with kids, being close to the school is just about perfect. So, that's my two cents.
Jerry. Of the 16 or 19 places that are in Wyoming, how many of those are located on a lease from a government agency?
I don't know if there are any. I don't know that.
Last year they said zero.
You said zero.
Mm-hmm. This was their first time ever leasing property. They always
from housing solutions.
Yeah, from this company. But I don't know about the other two companies. We could find that out.
Here's the list. It's the second to the last page in that big packet that Jerry has provided.
I guess my own concern is that linking it to the first company that offers a lease of this property without putting out the public. If the city is serious about leasing this property for housing, I'd rather see an RFP and that identify that we want to lease a chunk of ground and have people submit us proposals and have the other three companies or whoever else, maybe even somebody local would want to throw something in. But then we take care of the state statute and have it open, and that's the only thing. And then if we do it that way, then I think down the road they could be a lease purchaser or something. We could do something different if we go through that method. But if this way, just accepting the first one that gives an offer, we don't know if there's a better offer, and because other people don't know if it's available. So I don't know. That would be my preference for the long term. But that if we do that, that's another year down the road to get the... If the RFP works, I don't even know how that process would flesh out to make it an option. Or maybe we take a different chunk of property that is better suited and we give them an option, a couple pieces of property, and let people give us proposals for those properties.
Well, I understood there was another group of people that were interested. Julie, did you send me a note about
it? Maybe Terry did.
Terry did?
Yeah.
Travis Lawrence had a group of people.
Is that this group? Because Travis is on this task force or this committee that Jerry's part of. And I think it's this Housing Solutions group. So Terry had asked that I put on the agenda tonight this request, but what I'm understanding is council can't make that decision without having the public hearing, so I will be pulling it from tonight's agenda.
Well, my further question is, does the city really want a lease plan? It hasn't worked out that great. I mean, we got Bomber Mountain, we've got the Woolen Mill, and we end up having, and they're not making us money, they're costing us a lot of money, so is this another venture we want to get into?
What if they get this thing half built and go bankrupt?
What's that?
What if this company gets this thing half built and goes bankrupt?
So 26 projects in 16 communities, that has never happened. WCDA has never had that happen. I mean, yeah.
Are you saying it can't happen?
What I'm saying is, this is a real opportunity. If you really want housing, here is an easy way to have it happen. And then you can campaign for your next terms on I help housing. Or you can campaign saying, I don't want housing. Because if you don't want it, you know, it's easy. It's always easy to block it. You can block it from now on.
I think we're for housing. It's just whether the government should be involved in giving the land. You know, because a lease is basically a gift. And all these other places, they bought private land, and that's part of the tax credits, is that's how they get their funding. So we're giving them an extra boost or more money by them not having to pay for the land. And land costs are up everywhere. It's not that it's unique to Buffalo. This unit in Cody, I saw when we were at WAM last summer, and, I mean, Cody property is as expensive as ours is. So that's why the tax credit helps them get in, is because they've got the money coming from investors. They're not having to come up with it or borrow it from the bank.
If I could answer your question again, if we got a letter from the regulators, the sample we took was considered a grand sample. So we didn't follow any protocols, because if I learned anything working in the environmental arena, is you should have a sample analysis plan, follow the plan, use an EPA approved lab, and then quality control and quality assurance. It was a grab sample. It was taken in. It raised a flag, and at that point, I said, we're not going to write a sample analysis plan and go any further. So that's why we didn't get anything. It was just informal communication with it.
I don't know if there's been testing on the site. You know, Jerry, have they tested this site for any contaminants?
Well, I don't have a clue about it.
That might be something that the city should require if it's going to lease it, you think.
I guess that was one thing I understood from talking with these people working on the housing group, is once we do, if we do give them the option to lease, then they have to spend some money to do some studies and stuff before they can submit their application. So we into it several thousands of dollars between the time we lease it until the time they submit their application, whether the application is successful or not. So they have some financial impacts once,
if we lease it to them. But that's, I'm not sure if testing's included with that. I know there are other things they will require.
It's $25,000.
Well, there's no way the city can approve this way it is, Jerry. I wrote this letter back in August of 2023 on what the requirements were for any. I thought we sent it to Housing Solutions about how the steps necessary for them to get a lease, a long-term lease from the city. They didn't follow any of it.
I haven't seen that. If you send a letter or nothing, I don't know about that.
That was that letter I handed you.
Anything else on the long-term lease? The city property.
So am I advertising public hearing for July 16th?
If nothing else, we could at least we could hear the both sides of the yard from the public, and we're still not obligated to make a decision on it after the public hearing.
Okay.
Major capital construction projects.
Buffalo Wells project. We did get our concurrence letter to go to bid. I believe that's on your desk, Mayor, to sign.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if that, with that being said, we would go pre-bid would be on July 25th, and bid opening on the August 8th.
Wow, we're really going to bid it and do it.
So it's moving on.
August 8th, there's...
Yep.
6 or 7 years? Or?
That's the plan as of right now. Sunset. Water and sewer line replacement. We've got the water and sewer installed and hooked up in the first phase. I guess it's from Cedar to Spruce. They're running on that. There's probably going to be a change order. Well, I know there's going to be a change order. The soil is less than ideal. We're going to soak some out, haul in some material, get firmed up before we put concrete on it. So that's what we're doing right now. And the concrete, the paving crew is, you know, they're kind of waiting on us to get that done. So that as soon as we get that done, they'll be moving in. So then we can move on to once they start paving. Move on to the next stage, section, the next phase.
Well, fortunately, we have money for that project. I mean, it came in under our amount. Granted, it's a match, but we have all that ARPA funding for that project. So.
That's awful, yeah. And hopefully the weather will cooperate going forward. That was part of the issue before, all the rain that we got when we had the ditch open. Didn't help us any, but goes with the territory. Any questions on that? Main Street. No more trees are going to come out on Park and Main. That way got done with that. They've taken all they're going to take.
They're not going to take that other
nope.
Open building?
It's marked there, but that was marked by Wyatt. So, wishful thinking.
That would be the cost of the homeowner, I guess, is
yep.
What I understood.
Correct.
He didn't. Why God didn't require that part of the either.
No.
So he didn't want to pay the thousands. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's several thousand. Very expensive for big trees, probably 10,000.
Yeah.
I think I had on to the rain or something or the curve.
Yeah, I'm moving that back to put in to get the street light back a little farther so we can make that corner a little better for trucks to make that corner and not take that light out.
So the curb will be closer to that house, right?
Yeah, it's getting moved back.
The state purchased the property from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Additional right of way.
And we've removed the lights that need to be moved back on the south end of town. So that those have been removed and put in the new pedestals. They started doing some of the ADA ramps at that end. There's some asphalt tore up. I think they're doing their test strip tomorrow for the asphalt. And they plan on having everything tore up that they have tore up down there paved by mid-July. So that should all be open and good to go down.
Yeah. People have a road to do?
That's going to be my question.
For the parade.
For parade, yeah.
Yep, so we should be good.
Okay.
That's the plan that sits right now. And the contract to do those, the lights and the light poles with Westcom, I think that contract's on your guest too.
That'll be at tonight's meeting.
Okay. And then we did get somebody to do the lights on Flagstaff and Flatiron, some of the dryer. We went to bid with that, didn't get any bids. We reached out to a few contractors. Can break it up into phases and make it fit into what we can actually do without having to bid out, since the bidding process didn't work. So we do have somebody do that, and I think those contracts, I don't know if they're here yet or not, but they're in the making. So I think that's all I got. Let's get any questions.
I have one.
Secure up pretty well my iron and busy end of the month.
I have three. I finished that lease of the rink. And it didn't have a sketch plan, but I just talked to Kevin tonight. He said that description for the community rink is 5 feet around the buildings. I wish they provided a map, a sketch, and I'll ask for that. But anyway, I don't want to put that on the agenda tonight. Well, actually, we should just send it to this, what's his name, Elder?
Edison Elder.
Yeah, Edison Elder. So send that to me as a draft. You want me to do that, Julie?
Sure. Do you have his?
I think I did see his email when he sent that last. So I can send him that.
And request a map, maybe.
And request a map. Second thing is, I would like the city to consider an opt-out on these smart meters. I know it's a sensitive subject. It's been in the paper, and we've had numerous letters from concerned citizens about the health impact of these smart meters. And I've done some research, and I'm drafting an opinion letter, which I hope to have for this council tonight, which will which recommends that we do an opt-out provision for people who want to pay an additional, I'm going to recommend $20 a month. We had one property owner agree to pay $15, but I think $20. I want Jenny to take me around to see how it works. Have any of you ever ridden around and made these readings? Julie, have you?
Well, I've sent my staff so that because they work so closely together.
Mm-hmm.
And what concerns me with now we have to have two systems. Because, right, the system we're going to daily, I could go in and read it, and then and it uploads into my system. If we stay on the old system, I mean, the reading is, I'm sending sending that person out to read them, and then we have to upload the file, and I mean, the new technology is
so much simpler.
Yeah.
I understand that. So the question is, what is a reasonable cost for the city?
I think
to reimburse the city for those costs of having these troublesome units that need to be...
Could they put in a meter pit in their yard and we'll put that smart meter in the yard? It's not in their house then?
Who's going to pay for that? Put the meter in
that's
the yard?
That's their opt-out.
That's their opt-out. My opt-out is they move out of the county and have their own water well.
Right.
That's me or where else.
Yeah, that was my only question. If we don't replace all the meters, do we have to keep the old system? Are we paying, or is the city paying for two systems? Is it going to cost us thousands a year to keep this old system operational for
two different two sets people, of meters?
Two totally different technologies,
and
they're not compatible.
My understanding, I mean, some of these meters are 40 years old, and they're ending their life cycle anyway.
The newest ones are still, we redid this remote one, 20-some years ago, I think, when we started the radio.
Not quite 20.
But they've got batteries in them that are probably about end of life.
Some have already been replaced.
Yeah, so it's older technology.
Well, I understand that. So I'm not saying that there is an additional cost. The question is, what is the additional cost? I mean, or else, you know, if we get in litigation, my thought was, I'll just file an action against each one of them.
Yeah.
That's the way I handle it, but I've been talked out of that by more reasonable people. Then just do an opt-out. And the opt-out is being done by the, in another town. I can't remember this morning, and I'll get that to you this afternoon. Tonight, you can look at it. What I really need to do is have a determination of cost. So I told Kevin I'd like to ride around Jenny and see how much time it takes to go by the house, read the meter, and then enter the data. I don't know, see how she does it, and see how long it takes.
I think that's a good thing. Do you want to also ride the garbage truck? I could get that.
I'm going to go by the silence of the
people. More than us.
I think they're the greatest guys in the world.
We'll do a really hot day.
I wouldn't mind going with them. They're good. They're good guys. So, the third thing. The skating rink I talked about. I think it was this housing, so we've covered that. And then smart meters. Have you distributed the letters that we received on the smart meters to all of the council people?
I believe you have gotten them. Have you?
I think there's single one.
Yeah, I just see one. So
this doctor that's here, did you see his?
Letter to the editor.
No, he wrote us a personal letter.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And I'll get my opinion letter out to the city tonight. That's all I have.
Terry. Sorry, everyone. I had a little problem with the kid switch drop off this morning, but I guess I've got Loves has started out there, so they're going in. Sat through a 2-hour pre-construction meeting with them last week, but they are moving dirt out there. I believe they have a hopeful open date of December 19th on that. I told you guys I went down to Sheridan last week to do that ICC contractor exam, and I did pass, so that was nice.
Everybody's passing the test.
Margo's is set to start paying on Margo's on the 15th, so they'll start the fixing that up on the 15th. Our land use plan will probably be wrapped up this month. They have the rough draft this month, and they're going to come with the final draft of that land use plan next month. That's industrial engineering. And then, as you guys saw, the housing solutions, I'll bring that to you guys tonight. They're wanting an option to lease, same thing as last year, proposing 24 units. The only difference on the lease option is the $10,000 a month, or a year, excuse me, payment on that lease option. And so, I don't know if I missed something, Dennis.
Well, we talked about that extensively today. And did you see my letter last August? Anyway, the city has to advertise, first of all, for a hearing regarding the lease of a property.
Okay.
Second, the lease has to contain, or has to stay, and is limited to low-income families for the purpose of meeting the goal of providing low-income, affordable low-income housing. Phil happened to be here and said, you know, they were going to do some work on that land, and they took a grab sample of the soil and found contaminants. So he's got some concerns about opening that up. And I don't know if we should require that ahead of time. Apparently these contaminants come out of the cemetery. Is that right, Phil?
That's right. I saw poltergeist. Doesn't bother me.
And Terry, there was also a provision, I think it's in the letter, that the city has to determine if there's a shortage of safe and sanitary housing units. So if we can have, I think we need to talk about having a public hearing on the 16th. So that we can satisfy their requirements if they're going to go forward with this. But then we should probably get with the realtor and talk about number of units that are available, safe and sanitary for
and
what
so
the rent would be, you know.
Right. Well, so that's spelled out in the WCDA terms. I mean, they can only charge X amount for so many years.
No, I understand that. But the odd thing here is the WCDA is going to say, well, we're going to do that. We're going to require this developer to provide the information. The state statute for housing says you got to have that in your resolution to do the lease.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it's like, which came first?
Mm-hmm.
The chicken or the egg?
Right.
And so...
Right, yeah, I get it.
I don't think that's a big deal. I think we could refer to the comprehensive plan and the recent WCBA plan that came out in February, refer to their opinion that there's a need for low-income housing. What we haven't done is advertise the meeting,
right,
which is required.
Okay.
So that needs to be.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so they're going to do a housing study when that's a requirement of the WCDA, but then again, that's as they put into for the WCDA thing, and that shows that there's that lack of housing. That's the study they're paying for. So these guys are going to get it for $25,000 just to turn in an application, and that's part of that study.
I think we've talked about whether we needed to do, as the city, a housing needs assessment, and the city council said, no, we don't need it. So we're stuck.
Okay.
They have to do one eventually,
right,
but it's not done now. Right?
Right. No.
And we need it done now for to pass according to statute.
Right. Okay.
Jerry?
Yeah. I believe that there's enough documentation between the WCDA statewide needs assessment and the comprehensive plan in 2007, but I can put together a paragraph that says these items identify a need for low-income housing. And I can have that done before the next meeting, or I'll give it to somebody, whoever wants it, in a short order.
Well, I agree. We should have that information or be able to obtain that information, and for the city council to make a decision as to whether to go forward low income.
When do you need it by?
Well, we're going to advertise this meeting for the 16th of July.
So before that, it might.
Yeah.
It's only going to take a few days for me, but I'm going to celebrate the 4th first.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, I sent you guys a letter last night. I don't know if that needs to be discussed today or some other time, but that's all I got.
Scott, Board Liaison Reports. Board Liaison, I think there's YMCA going good. I don't think there's anything else. I know what's going on.
Announcements. Thursday. If your trash gets picked up on Thursday, Dennis will not be on the truck. Because it is the 4th of July, so the trash haul will be collected on Friday, the 5th. And the next department head meeting is August 6th.